This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. We're being joined on the program today by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. And Chelsea, there's a lot going on at the LDL. Break it down. What's going on?
So first off, I wanted to let everybody know we are halfway through the Grand Adventure already.
Already? Just seems like we started.
I know. It's gone by so fast. So wanted to give some fun little statistics about what we've got going on so far. We currently, as of earlier this morning, have 1,895 participants.
Wow.
Of those, 611 have already completed the challenge.
Mm.
So before, you know, we're hitting halfway through, we've already finished. We've had just under 2,000 completed activities.
Mm.
So that's like a little more than one per person at least.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, you know, are going through the challenge
sure.
just reading.
Sure.
And speaking of reading,
yes.
this is the fun number.
Mm-hmm.
881,799 minutes read.
Wow.
That is 14,696 hours.
Wow.
And that is roughly a 28,000 minutes a day on average.
That's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
It's a lot of reading.
It's crazy. But it's funny because that averages out to like 15 minutes per person.
Mm.
So you've got some people who read for a couple hours like every day. And then
yeah.
you have some people who read less than 15 minutes. So funny how it averages out. Like that's, I thought that was like such a big number. And I kept double checking going, is this right?
But literacy is in bloom. That's the important thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Literacy is in bloom.
Literacy is in bloom.
As always, we're trying to hit that like 1 million minutes read. And we usually hit it every year. So we're okay. getting close already. I mean, right here at the halfway mark, we've got about 120,000 to go.
Good
so
deal.
We might
Good
hit
deal.
That by next week.
Good deal. Good deal. What else you got?
So I have another really fun kind of event going on. This goes all summer and then into the fall as well. For people who enjoyed Coast Guard Quest, our backpack challenge last
mm-hmm.
year, we have a new one this year, and it's called Haven Heist, a family escape art venture.
Mm.
So if you like escape rooms.
Yes.
And this, I know it's a family thing. This more means it's fun for all ages. We have had adults come in, check out the backpack by themselves, and go do it, and they had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
It usually takes 2 to 3 hours or so, and it
yes.
spans all around downtown. And you are trying to find out where in the world is Haven Gran Diego.
Ah! And there is a real Haven Gran Diego.
There's a real Haven
There's
Gran
a real
Diego.
Person.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
One of our staff is the Haven Gran Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And so for people who didn't do Coast Guard Quest, how it works is you go into the library to the youth services desk and you check out a backpack. This year, not only Loudoun patrons can do it, it's everyone in the co-op can
mm-hmm.
Check out a backpack. So as long as you have a library card with the Lakeland Library System, we wanted to expand it because we had a lot of our lovely patrons who they live in Spring Lake, but they come and see us
sure.
all the time. So you can come and check it out. They are on a first serve basis this year. So mm-hmm. no holds this time. It's to kind of help, you know, that with the other libraries. But you can come check it out and track down this infamous art thief on the loose in downtown Grand Haven, who is always one step ahead. You carry the backpack around with you, walk around downtown. We do have a map that shows the kind of general vicinity of where everything will be. That way you're not totally going off the path and way far away from where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the backpack has different locks on it. And as you go through and answer clues and figure out different riddles and things like that, you'll get codes and such to unlock things in the backpack. That'll open you up a new zipper in the backpack, and there's all sorts of fun stuff in each one.
Cool.
And eventually it all comes together and is one big mystery that you
I
can
see.
Solve.
Now, do all these backpacks, they're all set up the same?
Yes, they're all
okay.
set up the same. So everybody's is the same.
Mm-hmm.
They come with everything that you need. The backpacks check out for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So especially we see with like families with young kids or when we've got right now, like it's so hot out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 or 3 hours of walking around and trying to do this gets a little grind.
Yes.
Like grating on people. They, you know, people get tired. So you've got 3 days to do it in all of the areas that the quest takes place in, aside from the very end, mm-hmm. are all accessible at all times of the day.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Plenty of time there. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, you have to turn it back in as well.
Exactly.
So that kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, it is super fun for anyone who is interested. They can go on our website and see our information for Haven Heist under our list of events going on and find out answers to frequently asked questions, things like that. Ooh, do an ad. It's also all entirely handicap accessible.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So it's all on pathways that are flat and wheelchair accessible and things like that.
There you go. There yeah. you go. So our good friend, Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, if people want to learn more about the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or Loudoun District Library on social media.
This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven.